In this week's parsha, there are two psukim that I always wondered about. When Yaakov speaks to his wives, so he calls them out after Hashem has told him to leave, and after things have gone sour between him and Lavan, and he tells them the following lines. He says, I see the face of your father, and he's not the way he was yesterday and the day before. And you know that I worked for your father and I invested all my strength. In your father, he tricked me. He switched my wages tens of times. Now, that's one sentence, but the Torah divides it. And the way the Torah divides it is, Yaakov Avinu says, V'atena yedaten, and you know, ki v'chol kochi avati itavichen, that I used all my strength to work for your father. End of pasuk. And then the next pasuk begins, V'avichem heitel bi, and your father fooled me. Like, it's the middle of a thought. Why did the Torah end the pasuk in the middle of a sentence? And then the continuation of the sentence, and your father tricked me and switched my wages so many times, is its own pasuk. And that bothered me for ages. And I never found an answer for it. So I didn't search that much, but I never understood why the Torah divided it. And it's a little bit misleading because it's even a short pasuk, the first pasuk. So when you're learning it as a Baal Koreh, it's very natural to make it all into one pasuk. This week, it dawned on me. The pasuk begins with Yaakov telling his wives, Ve'atena yedaten, and you know. What do they know? They know that he's invested all his strengths. They're his wives. They know how hard he worked. But the pasuk purposely ended there to tell us that the next pasuk they did not know. Your father tricked me thousands of times. That means how many people could live with an employer for a month that's tricking them and swindling them and not come back and tell their wives? How many people could have their father-in-law make a promise and break his word and not tell his daughters? But the Torah divided the psukim, and by so doing, the Torah basically is perhaps hinting to us that Yaakov never told his wives. So the first pasuk says, V'atena yedaten, and you know, ki v'chol kochi avati tavichen. End pasuk. You know I've invested all my strength with your father. New pasuk, and your father's been tricking me. After 20 years, he's going to tell them everything he's been going through the last 20 years. And ever since this thought dawned on me, it's gripped me, because it is, to me, such a powerful thought about the piety of Yaakov Avinu. How many people could hold it inside them if their father-in-law made a promise at the wedding? If their father-in-law made he promised me he'd fund our new house. He promised me he'd buy us a new fridge. He promised me he'd help me get a new car. On the smallest things that a father-in-law doesn't even owe a son-in-law. Father-in-law doesn't keep his word, the son-in-law has a hard time not talking about it with his wives. 20 years the guy's been tricking him? 20 years? And Yaakov Avinu doesn't say a word. He says to his wives, but now I have to share with you that your father has not been fair to me all this time. Repeatedly, he switches my wages and trying to take whatever money I could earn. And now it was a toilet. Now they had to know why it was incumbent on them to leave. That they really, things were getting dangerous. As we see, Lavan was prepared to kill him. That's what we see later on. Hashem has to intervene and Hashem has to tell Lavan, watch it. Isham alecha, be careful. Don't try to hurt Yaakov. And that's what we say in the Agadah, Arami Oved Avi, the Aramean tried to wipe out my father. So we learn that by the time Yaakov left, there was real danger. And that's why Yaakov has to share with them, things have not been as sweet as you might imagine. We have prospered, but it's all Hashem's blessing. The natural course of things, your father would have me impoverished right now. And again, the insight, the idea that Yaakov didn't tell them for 20 years what he was putting up with their father. It means he came home and he was all smiles, because if he came home and he was upset, then they'd say, Yaakov, why are you upset? What's wrong? Yes?
Very powerful. I think, you know, you can also get away with it, because since Hashem blessed them and in spite of Lavan, he still was successful. So they wouldn't know that he was being so tricked, I think, unless he told them.
I see that.
Anyway, you know, but what you're saying here is there are many reasons why I think he could have felt it was time to leave. You know, anything from, you've heard lots of different Yoshim, you know, he was dreaming of speckled sheep instead of or whatever. He was becoming like that, who knows? But the fact that I always got the feeling what Laban was trying to, would have, was about to kill him, partly because he did leave. Here it's saying, if he stayed, he would have been in physical danger, not just maybe a similar.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm saying he's presenting them with the case why we have to leave. He says Hashem said we have to leave,
right.
But I want you to understand that there's.
It wasn't all as rosy as it looked. Yeah, no, it's like you say, it's a Herculean feat to be able to fix yourself up, come in the door with a smile after being, you know, treated so poorly.
Yeah.